Cal, thank you for joining us after that one. What's your view after that 90 minutes?
Obviously not good enough. I just think they outworked us. I really do think that every time we, and that pains me to say that, because that should be just a given when you're representing FC United at Broadhurst Park with 3,000 people here, then the work rate should be a given, and I don't think that that was there today.
You made a few changes before the match, some inclusions of the likes of Sam Baird and Kieran Glynn, yeah. Gilchrist, really exciting young prospects.
Yeah, Zach Corb, the reason for Sam, I thought, to be honest, when Sam played in the first half, I thought he was probably our best player. But he's got something wrong with his knee, so he had to come off at half time. And we didn't pass the ball. We didn't work hard enough to create the space to be able to do what we should be doing. And when you've got players like Nathan and Kieran who are talented footballers, if you don't get them the ball in the right areas, then you're not gonna make best use of their attributes. And that's one of the things that we talked about before the game, the reason for that, because we wanted to play. We wanted, you know, last week, Alfreton, I watched the game and really disappointed in the way that we played. I thought it was poor. Now, you know, with the squad that we've got, maybe it needs a little freshening up and look at some, because maybe some lads are possibly a little bit out of form or whatever, because I thought today that we looked a bit unsure in possession, and out of possession we need to work out.
I mean, Halifax are our class act.
Yeah.
But you made three substitutions at half-time. Apart from Sam Baird, were they all tactical?
Yeah, Tommy and Wolfie coming on. Wolfie gives us that balance. He's more of a natural wide player than George. And I wanted to get two up top, because obviously we were 3-0 down and you're looking to try and back in the game.
There's a couple of injuries, obviously, picked up. Sam Baird, as you say, but also Carnell as well. What's it looking like? Because we've got Curzon in a couple of days' time. Yeah. There's not much to not
no,
much time.
No, we'll assess that over the next day or so. If we need to, if Dave isn't fit, then we'll have to replace him.
Okay. Is there much time for that? I don't...
we can get emergency loans in and things like that, but also we're working with Adriano. I know he's gone to Hartlepool, but he wasn't able, because it was outside the transfer window, wasn't able to sign a contract, so we'll approach Hartlepool and see whether he can be in net for us on.
And I'm expecting a few changes then for Curzon.
I've got a lot of thinking to do, to be honest. I've got a lot of thinking to do. So.
Well, Carl, thank you for joining us after that one, and you have a nice Sunday.
Cheers, Ben.